Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The UK Cooperative Extension Service is this year celebrating its 100th anniversary, and says Karen Ramage, Director of County Operation, observances will be taking a variety of forms throughout the year.
We had our large convocation, which was held May the 8th, which was the exact date of the signing of the Smith-Lever Act, but we're going to be celebrating all year long, and one of those celebrations will be at the State Fair.
While such things as information delivery systems have evolved over the years, their focus has not.
Our mission is the same now as it has been from the very beginning, and that is to help make Kentucky a better place to live.
From providing nutrition information for young mothers to the latest for farmers in yield improvement and sustainability, they cover it all. And Ramage says direction comes from the local level.
We expect every county to have a county extension council that serves as an advisory board. And they let us know what the needs of that particular unique county is.
They do ongoing cost-benefit analysis on the investment of dollars into extension research, and the numbers indicate there's some impressive bang for the buck.
For extension, in Kentucky, the national data says that for every dollar contributed, $20 comes back.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
In her role as County Operations Director, Karen Ramage gets firsthand feedback on extension staff efforts at the local level, and they have a fairly impressive track record.
Each year in Kentucky, our extension professionals make more than 7 million contacts and conduct many numerous classes and workshops.
A few months back, we did a story on the first Kentucky Extension agent, Charles Mahan, starting out in Henderson County, making community visits on a mule. But even back then, Ramage noted, delivery systems were already evolving.
And I understand that he was an early adopter, and so he turned in his mule or his horse and eventually got a red motorcycle to where he could make those home visits.
And to all of the women and men of Extension, our thanks. We appreciate your work. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.